Here's your midday brief for Friday, June 2nd. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Labor Department reported today that hiring picked up for the second consecutive month in May, showing a resilient labor market in the face of rising interest rates and elevated inflation. Employers added 339,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. That's still near historic lows, but an uptick from April's 3.4%. Professional and business services, healthcare, and construction were among the sectors adding jobs. Three companies with ties to former chemical maker DuPont said today that they've agreed to pay $1.185 billion in the first major settlement of a landmark environmental fight. Chemours, DuPont, and Corteva reached the proposed nationwide class action settlement to resolve their part in lawsuits brought by about 300 communities against an array of chemical companies and others that made or sold firefighting foam. Cities from Philadelphia to San Diego say PFAS chemicals leached into their drinking water, which required water facilities to install treatment systems. The company said the agreement would resolve all PFAS-related water system claims against them. And Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, resigned yesterday. That's the second time an executive with that role has left since Tesla CEO Elon Musk bought the company in October. Irwin declined to comment on the reason for her departure in an interview with The Wall Street Journal. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.